Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Good morning, everyone. Glory to God. Thank you. It's great to be in church. Amen. It's great to be in church. It's great to be in church. Oh, glory to God. Thank God, because there's some places that I probably would have been. Amen? But God. Are you guys excited? I'm ready to run. Glory to God. Because when I think about the goodness of God, watch out. Amen? Glory to God. Like Pastor Devon said, Pastor Peggy's away. Glory to God. But we're here, amen? The Word of God says, well, there's one or two gathered in my name, amen? He's in the midst of us. Glory to God. I hope you got your Bibles today, because I'm going to teach the Word of God. And like I say all the time, the Word of God changed my life, and that's what the Word of God does. When we apply it to our lives, amen? Glory to God. How many are with me this morning? Amen, amen. Glory to God. As I was kind of praying the last couple of weeks, you know, and I was just seeking God, amen? And I believe that the word that I bring today is kind of going to stir some of us up, amen? Because when you preach the word of God, amen, it works, amen? When you apply it to your life daily. Say that again, Pastor Steve. The word works. It works. Many times we know it works. But we just kind of like, yeah, not today. So I'm going to be easy on you guys today. But I got a good message, because the Word of God is always good. And I'm going to minister today, for those of you that are taking notes, I recommend take some notes, because it's good for you. I'm going to be talking about the power of our praise. Glory to God. I'm going to run. Amen. Because as a believer, praise is a vital point in our walk with God. Amen? Come on now. Praise. It's a vital point. And I believe that as a believer, the more of praise that we get into, because that brings us into recognition of who God is. Amen? He's a big God. Amen? And when we get into praise, when we get into worship, when we acknowledge that it's all about you, just like that song, Jesus changes everything. Amen? Come on now. Jesus changes everything. Who needs a suddenly in their lives? Come on. We're all staring at something in our lives. Amen? But the enemy wants to keep us quiet. Come on. Come on now. The enemy wants to keep us quiet, because as long as we stay quiet, we will be defeated. Yeah. Amen? Because Proverbs tells me the life and death is in the power of my tongue. Oh, glory to God. I'm ready. Amen? And that's what the enemy wants. The enemy's lying to a lot of us. He's lying. And I've been there. Oh, you again? You did that again? Yes, I did, but God. Amen. You need to remind them daily. Like, I've been teaching a series in the youth, and it's been titled, I Am. Amen. And the first week we spoke about I am forgiven. So when the enemy comes and lies to you, you say, yeah, devil, I did that, and I had a great time, but God, I'm forgiven. And then the second week we spoke about love. Because when you recognize how much God loves you, we're going to mess up. We're going to drop the ball. But when you know that you are a child of God, that you've been redeemed by the blood, you will always run back to God. Amen. Always. I don't care what anybody tells me. Amen. I screwed up, I know where I have to go. Back into my Father's presence. Amen? Praise and worship. Here we go. This is a freebie right here. Will not only change the atmosphere. Are you listening? It's not only going to change the atmosphere around you, it's going to change your attitude. Glory to God. I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. It's going to change your attitude. It's going to change your attitude. So here's another freebie. You having a little attitude problem? Get into praise and worship. Come on. Come on. Get into praise. Get into it. And it's not about talent. Oh, I can't sing. I can't sing. But it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. Amen. Yes, Lord. Here I am. I'm back. But I worship you. If you study the life of David, we all know David. He wanted people killed. He did a whole bunch of crazies. He had people coming after him. He would cry out to Jesus, kill my enemies, kill them. Come on. I hope nobody prays like that in here, amen? If you do, we'll pray for you after service. But when you study the life of David, no matter the situation he was in, the situation he got himself in, he had a heart for God. I mean, he was a praiser. I screwed up, yeah. But I thank you that you are with me. He recognized, and he only knew that because he took the time to praise his God. Glory to God. He took the time to spend time with God. Think about that. Yeah, we're busy. Oh, my God. You read my notes? I'm going to change my password on my iPad. Because last week, a couple of kids were kind of like, exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I need to hide my iPad. They want reading my notes. But it's God trying to tell us something. Amen. All week. My wife knows I'm a praise and worship. I love it. There's something about getting to the presence of God. I just play some music and I'm gone. Because it just changes the atmosphere. It doesn't matter what we're going through, but God. But God. And when you realize, God, you are greater than anything that I am facing, the atmosphere is going to change. Your day is going to change. You will walk around differently. You will walk around, like I say, light, real light. Like there's nothing holding you down because you know who you are in Christ. Amen? The definition of the word praise, because we could be talking about praise in church often. We do. And I encourage you, when the team is up there, just get into it. Just get into it. Doesn't matter if you can sing. Just get into it. Just lock yourself in and say, Lord, have your way in my life. Amen. The verb of it, of the word praise, is to express a warm approval. And then the noun is the expression of approval and or admiration for someone or something. What are you saying, Pastor Angel? That when you step into praise and worship, you are admiring, you are recognizing, you are reminding yourself who he is in your life. But that will only happen through praise and worship. Yeah, prayer, I recommend you to pray. Read your Bible, yes, because he speaks to us through his word. Here's another one. Come to church on a regular basis. Glory to God. That's another good one. Amen. But I believe that there's something about praise. It just takes us to another level. It's like having a car that you have turbo on it and you never used it. Why have it? Think about that. Amen. It's like having all this money in the bank and you never went once to the ATM to take money out. And you're like, I ain't got no money. It's in the bank. Go get it. Amen. It's the same thing with our praise. You got to remind yourself that God will never violate our will. He will never force himself on us because he's a filler. Are you listening? He's a filler. And the only way he'll fill your life is when you say, Lord, here I am. Come on now. I'm preaching better than what I'm getting. Come on now. Amen. I know I'm preaching something rough. It's rough. People don't like to be told what to do. Amen. I didn't look over there at her. Amen. Come on. I don't like to be told what to do. But if I want the plan of God to work in my life, if I want to be successful while I'm here, all right, God, your ways are better than my ways. And that's the problem with many believers. Lord, have your way. But hold on a second. A, B, and C, don't touch it. I got that. Come on now. Come on now. I've been there. Lord, have your way in my life. Do whatever you want to do in my life. And then when you see the power of God working in your life, you're like, oh, hold on a second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on now. Am I preaching to someone today? Amen. The Bible is filled with examples. And examples of when praise occurs, the power of God is released. Amen. Come on, I just keep going back to that word before we even start in the back, suddenly. I mean, when we praise God, when we get in his presence, one of my daily confessions that I say over myself is, Lord, I want to be a carrier of your presence. Because the presence changed the atmosphere, and the word reminds me that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. You need something broken in your life? Get into praise and worship. Amen. I haven't been watching the playoffs. I don't want to talk about my team. Amen. But I know that when I watch sports, I get into it. Right, babe? Especially the New York Yankees. Amen. Come on now. Don't say nothing. That's the same attitude that we should have when we come to the Father. Ooh, got quiet in here. Amen. Think about that for a second. Growing up, amen, all of us, at one point or another, we will ask our parents, we need this, or I need this, or give me this, or give me that. How much more our Heavenly Father wants to provide for us? Amen. Come on now. Come on. There's benefits. There's benefits of being a child of God. So why are we struggling sometimes? Amen? Why? We got to get into praise. I'm going to help myself this morning. Amen? Sometimes I've been doing it. I love music. I'm a drummer. They say I'm not a musician. I don't care what they say. I am a musician. Amen? Because if you don't have a drummer, you don't have a bass player, you don't have a band. Sing it, bro. Come on now. Come on now. Amen? Because we keep the beat. Amen? Come on now. So many times I want to spend more time with him. I turn off the radio. And I just, Father, I just praise you. Sometimes Angie will call me. I'm like, babe, man, you're disrupting me, my praise and worship. I'll call you back. Because you have to train yourself. Amen. You want suddenlies in your life? Sometimes we got to step into situations that are uncomfortable. Come on now. Amen. The word this year for this church has been breakthrough. You're only going to break something when you go through it. Oh, God, that's for someone today. Amen? You can say breakthrough, breakthrough. But if you're standing still and you're not doing nothing about it, God loves you. His mercy, his grace is sufficient. But we have to do our part. We have to do our part. Amen? One of the examples that I love, and I was researching it this whole week, amen. Think about the walls of Jericho. Think about that for a minute. When you read the story of the walls of Jericho, they were instructed to walk around. The singers and the praisers. Now, what sense does that make? None at all. And then look at this. I even went even deeper. Whoa. Most scholars believe that the walls of Jericho were between 13 to 26 feet in height. Some believe that from the base of the wall, because they have different layers, they have watchtowers. From the base of the wall all the way to the top of the watchtowers, it went up as high as 46 feet. Now think about that. Now here's the people just walking around. Amen. I'm pretty sure there was a couple of them in walking around like, what are we doing? You know, that's why many times in praise and worship, when the team is doing something, jump in. Jump in. Why are we running around the building? I don't know. I'm just going to go with the flow. Come on. Come on now. And then look at this. Many believe that the walls were 6 feet wide. But God. And many of us are staring maybe at a wall like that or at a Goliath like that. You say, oh, Pastor Angel, you don't know what I'm going through. You're right, I don't. And why sometimes we don't do the praise, we don't do the worship? A couple of quick ones. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. Come on. Come on. We don't feel like it. I thank God that my walk with God is not a feeling. Amen. It's a relationship. Amen. Sometimes I don't feel like talking to my wife. You didn't have to agree with that. Amen. I don't feel like talking and vice versa. But we are in a relationship and we're going to get through this. Amen. Sometimes we're just tired and weary. I don't want to fight this fight anymore. Come on. I'm preaching to myself. When there's situation that we're facing, when there's stuff that's going on in our lives and we don't understand it, how many of us just go, forget about it? Come on. Come on now. Or many times we're just struggling. We're doing the things of God and we don't see the results. We got that fast food mentality. Well, we probably didn't get into that situation overnight. But then we want God to show up like a genie. Let me rub the bottle. Ping, ping. No. God's not moved by emotions. He's moved by faith. Come on now. Oh, I'm preaching real. I'm going to preach to Pastor Steve. Amen. Come on now. Even though you're a Dolphin fan, you'll be all right. Amen. Oh, many times we just feel like God has let us down. Come on, I've been there. I've prayed over stuff. I've prayed over situation. And I haven't gotten the result that I wanted. And I had to remind myself, it's not what I want. It's what he wants for my life. Whoa, glory to God. Amen? And I've noticed when I've made the decision to fix my eyes on him, that it's all about him, praise gets me back on track. Amen. Praise gets me back on track. You have to. You have to. Because the enemy, he's out there. So here we go. So what the power of praise will do? Or what are the results? Or what are the benefits of praise? Because if we want to do something, how many want to see results? Everyone, I hope so. If we believe in God in faith, we want to see God move in faith. Amen? If we go to the gym, I don't go to the gym, so it don't work for me. But if you go to the gym and you work out on a daily basis, and after a month you're at the same weight, how many of you guys, because I won't, how many of you going to get discouraged? And you say, man, I ain't getting up at 4:30 no more. I'm going to stay in my bed. That's the same attitude that we can get with God. And I'm going to tell you right now, do not give him a timetable. Do not give him a time. Do not negotiate with God because it's not negotiable. I'm going to leave that one alone right there. So what are some of the results of praise? Are you guys ready? All right, I'm going to be easy on you. Praise gets our focus off ourselves and gets it back on God. I'll say that again. Praise will always get our focus off ourselves and gets it back on God. Because why? Because many times we have a selfie mentality. It's all about me. Oh, look at that. Selfies, I'm going to leave that one alone. Amen. And what happens when we have a selfie mentality? It's all about us, and we need to be reminded that it's all about him. Amen? It's all about him. We need to take ourselves out of the equation. This is tough for many of you. That's why I'm looking down. We need to take ourselves out of the equation and say, okay, Lord, I will follow you. I could never understand that bumper sticker. God is my co-pilot. It's out there. I see it all the time. No. You're my pilot. I follow you. Amen? So if you got one, sorry, don't mean to hurt your feelings. Just want to help you today. Amen? I like what Psalms 150, verse number 2 says. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. I'm going to say that again because some of you that just went above your top, the top of your head. We have to praise him for his mighty deeds. What has God done for you? Think about that. What has God done for you? And we need to praise him according to his excellent greatness. Because it's good. Amen? It is good. Number 2, who's still with me? All right, 50%. Good. Number 2, praise will always make the enemy flee, and it will remind him of whose we belong to. Come on now. We need to remind the enemy, I'm a child of God. I've been redeemed by the blood. I am forgiven. I mean, he has to hear it, and he'll flee. But if we don't open up our mouths, if we don't spend time with praise, the enemy's going to want to hang out with you. I don't want him hanging out with me. Amen? I remind him daily. I'm a child of God. Amen? I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm a joint heir with Christ. You have to remind the enemy of whose you belong to. Amen? The enemy cannot stick around if we are praising God. Because it's God who fights our battles. It's God who fights my battles. It's God who does everything that I need. Is that pride? No. That's the goodness of God. Because I don't deserve his goodness. None of us in here deserve the goodness of God. But because he loves us so much. Another example in the Bible is the story of Jehoshaphat. Think about that. They had 3 armies coming against them. I don't think anyone in here has any military armies coming against them. But sometimes it feels that way when we're facing situations. Amen? Kind of the same thing. Send out your praisers. Sing out your singers. Now, how does that work? I got armies coming against me, and you want me to send my praisers and my singers? They can't fight. They got instruments in their hands. Come on, think about that. But many times when God tells us to do something, many times it don't make sense. And it's not up to us to try to figure it out. Because when you try to figure it out, you're probably going to get in a deeper mess. I've been there. God, I know you told me to do this, but can we try this first and then we'll go to plan B? Let me remind you this morning, there is no plan B with God. Glory to God. And then we see the results of Jehoshaphat. Yeah, fear came. He prayed. He seeked God. Here we go. He praised God. And God gave him what to do. And we saw what happened. The worshipers, the praises, the singers went out. The presence of God came in. And the armies fought each other. Figure that out. That's God. That's God. Amen. That's why I'm reminding you this morning. What has God told you to do? I'm going to leave that right there. What has God told you to do? And you're seeking for a second plan. That's for someone this morning. Number three. Praise and worship leaves no room for complaining or negativity. Whoa! I want to dance. Amen? Come on. Praise and worship leaves no room. Because where the presence of God is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Amen? So when you get back on track, because this all boils down to get back on track, then we finally many times come back to our senses. Yeah, God, you're bigger than anything I'm facing. And yes, he is. Amen? And then sometimes even with our prayers, our praise, our worship, we can tend to complain still about our problems. I'm preaching to myself. I'm there. Lord, you are good. I worship you. And then we'll get with somebody, man, you not believe what I'm going through. I mean, it's good to talk about it, but don't stay there. Don't stay there. Because many times we magnify so much that we forget the goodness of God. And it breaks my heart. I know no one in this church because we don't preach that at this church. God does not bring any harm on you. The word of God says only good and perfect things come from heaven. Amen. And it breaks my heart, believers, that would say, oh, look what the Lord put on me. Sometimes I want to grab him with the biggest Bible that I have and just want to. No. They're out there. It's just, you know, they just don't know. They just don't know. Amen. We must remind ourselves of what he already has done in our lives and of what he's currently doing in our lives and what he's gonna do. Amen? And that happens through praise. So I encourage you, when you come here, there's something about corporate praise and worship. Amen. I know the coffee out there, it's all right. It's better in here. Amen. Amen. You should be excited when we come into corporate anointing. Amen. Psalms 103. I'm almost done. Verse 2 and 4. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Here we go. Who forgives us? Who heals all our diseases? Who redeems our life from the pit? And who crowns us with steadfast love and mercy? That's something to just to praise God about right there. Amen. That's right. That's shouting ground right there. He forgives all. He heals all. I thank God that he doesn't have a manual and we have to read it. This is the only thing that I will fix in your life. Anything else, you're on your own. Oh, thank God that we don't serve a God like that. That he forgives all. And that's why we praise him, because of his goodness. I could think back places where I've been, and sometimes I'm very ashamed to even talk about it. But because of his goodness. Number four. Praise invites his presence. Praise invites his presence. God dwells close to us when we praise him. He lives there and he looks for it. Listen to me. He lives there and he looks for it. We have been created to be in fellowship with God. Psalms 22, verse number 3. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. He's looking for us. He's looking for us to just shout, Lord, you are good. Boom. That's the way I like to see it. And it's not scriptural, so don't send me an email. That's for me. You know, I say, Lord, here I am. Boom. His eyes are right on me. What do you want, child? What can I help you with? And that's many times, that's the attitude we got to take. I know as a parent, if my kids don't call on me, all right, they're good. Come on now. As parents, I have adults. I don't have kids. Pray for me. Amen. Whew. But think about that. If we don't hear from our kids, we're under the impression everything's good. Even though God knows everything about us, every word that comes out of our mouth before we even speak it, every hair on our heads, amen, but yet he still wants us to call on him. Glory to God. And this is the last one. Praise will always pave the way for God's power to be displayed. You need a suddenly in your life? Get into praise. Let's turn to Acts chapter 16. There's something about the book of Acts. Amen? Acts chapter 16. Bless you. And seven more times, because you normally do eight times. That's only one? Oh, it wasn't you? All right, I wasn't looking, so forgive me. Amen. It's an inside joke. Amen. Oh, okay. So here we go. We're talking about Paul and Silas. Amen. Acts 16, 20. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they got into jail. And verse number 25. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. Many times, someone's waiting on you to get into praise so they can follow you. Amen? Many times that person next to you is like, okay, is Devo running? I'm going to run with him. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. Sometimes I wait for someone to run so I can start running. Amen? But it shouldn't be that way. Amen. There's people that are depending on us, and they'll follow us, but that's a different message. Amen. And then verse number 26, this is where I want to go. And suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. And all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. No one cannot tell me that that's not the power of God. Amen? the praise, our lives are affected and will be changed. God would always shake things up through our praise. Ah, they were in jail. Well, let me tell you something. I did some homework. Amen. They were in the inner prison. And it was a strong built underground room. They would have no windows, no light, no fresh air, no bathroom. Think about that. And they were placed in stocks. The stocks that were used in those days had a series of holes that got wider and wider. And the idea was to spread the legs of the individual as far as they could go in order to induce pain and cramping. So think about that. The situation. I'm not going to try to stretch. I'm not going to try to show it. Think about that a second. In jail. For preaching the gospel, for laying hands on the young lady. Go to jail. Right there, some of us are probably like, shh, all right, God, I guess you're not here with me. But Paul and Silas, praising God, singing hymns, in that ugly filth. Because there ain't nothing clean about that. And wherever there's filth, there's rats. I want some of you guys to think about this. I don't think anyone in here has ever been in that. I hope not, in that situation. Amen? Jails are not like that anymore. I don't recommend you to go to jail. But if you do go to federal, I'm only kidding. You get steak and lobster. That's what I hear. Amen? But think about the situation that they were in. Dark. No light. No water. Filth. And they're praising God. None of us in here can, not even close to that. So I encourage you. You need a suddenly in your life? Open your mouth. Praise God. Many times we tend to open our mouths for the wrong reasons. I'm going to preach to the Jesus sign up here. Amen? But come on, I'm going to help someone today. We don't have a problem opening our mouths for things that we shouldn't. Lord, I hope I get out. Amen. Think about that. We don't have a problem just, oh, no, they need to hear what I got to say. No. Paul and Silas could have been in that jail. Really, God? We lay hands on the sick. We see your miraculous power at work, and here we are? That's the attitude many of us have. Really, God? I go to church twice a week. I sit next to someone I really don't like. Come on now. I'm going to be real. Come on. I show up at church, and someone took my seat? I sit there every Sunday, brother. You better get up. Many of us, no. If you want to see the miraculous in your life, I challenge you. Pick up your praise life. Amen. Pick it up. Pick it up. Instead of making that phone call to that someone that you want to tell them, let me tell you how I feel. Just start praising God. Just start praising God. Amen? Because like I said earlier, praise will always change the atmosphere. Praise will change our attitudes. And I'm going to leave you with this. We have a choice every day in life. We can be so consumed with our struggles or our problems that praise is not even part of our lives. Or We can live a life full of praise and see God do what he does best, and that is fight our battles. Now you choose. You want to see the miraculous in your life? Seek God. Let's pray.